The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sebene Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Yes, thank you for joining me today. I am your host, Vincent Jenna. This is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. And this is where we really get down deep into the heart of the matter and what's keeping you from creating the life and fulfilling the dreams you desire. We are all capable of that. We are manifesting beings. We are co-creators with the divine spirit. And if we are not living a life of abundance in vocation, reward, and in relationship, love, and wellness, and financial abundance, then something is blocking us, something is getting in the way. And this is the show to help that. As the other shows here on Unity, we all try to really give you something special to help all along the way. So we want to thank you for joining this show and any of your other shows that you tend to listen to here in Unity. And today, about you, it's about the callers, you calling in with any questions that you have and receiving a psychic message or making a mediumship connection. We can do that today for sure. I want to be able to help you as much as possible out there. And a lot of times people are always asking me questions of all sorts. I want to know how they can connect with a loved one. And everyone is capable, actually, of both receiving psychic messages as well as making mediumship connections. Yes, it's not just a special gift. It's a gift we all have. It's just that some of us have either chosen, before we incarnated here, to come in with the doors a little bit open. That's not exactly the way it happened for me. The doors became opened at my request of trying to help somebody. But we all have that potential. I mean, we are obviously intuitive. We're intuitive beings. We have to be, otherwise we would never survive. Intuition is what keeps our soul going. It's our major connection with answers and ways of being able to live. And so we all have that ability, and we just call it psychicness in order to express the difference. So all we're is opening our intuitive ability even more so, and then call it, okay, psychic. But it's still the same exact thing. We're all tapping into the exact same location, the mind of God, the collective unconscious mind, the Akashic records everywhere. Okay? So it's great. Oh, we got callers coming in already. I'm really excited about that. So just a couple of announcements before I get to the calls. Do yourself a favor and go back and listen to some of the previous episodes that I've had here if you've not been going, especially the one last week about some spiritual concepts can be damaging rather than beneficial. Really important stuff to listen to because there's so many philosophies out there, even underneath the umbrella of spirituality and New Thought metaphysics, there are still concepts that can be very harmful to us if we don't completely understand them. So it would be really good if you go back and you listen to that. Next, please join me. We're going to go deep. I am going to provide a meditation reverie for you. And a reverie is an experience going deep and experiencing a revelation, something new. So I'm going to actually connect you with Source and Spirit so that the two of you can have a conversation. Yes, that will happen during the show. It will be a specific guided meditation to connect you to Source, to be able to ask a specific question of Source, of Spirit, of God, or to receive a message from God that you've been needing to hear. It's always something very important and necessary. It's not just something minor that comes through. It's always very special. I love some of the messages that people have received in the past. So please join me next week on that. And one of the other things that I did want to say is some of the events that are coming up that I am doing that actually Reverend Hayes, who is on in a couple of hours after me, is also doing. We are doing a spiritual cruise where we are combining science of mind philosophy and unity philosophy and those of those that thought process going on a cruise to the Caribbean or the Caribbean, whichever way you choose to say it. Beautiful location. But in the process, not only are you going to have the chance to hear some of the greatest spiritual leaders today that are joining us on this cruise and go to some workshops and even have private readings with people like myself, you are going to be able to have fun. You are going to be able to pick our minds. You're going to be able to sit within that realm of spiritual understanding to get to a higher level as you're cruising and enjoying the beauty of our land, of our planet here. So to get further information about that, it is going to be the first and second week of January 2020. So go to my website at vincentgenna.com. That's G-E-N-N-A under the events tab. You will see all the information and see how to register. We've got incredible musicians, Stowe Good, they're a combo, and they have written songs. They're out of Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, and they've written so many wonderful songs for some major country singers, and they are joining us on the cruise, so they'll be playing incredible music. There'll be incredible fun. Of course, there's always incredible food. It's going to be on Holland America's brand new ship. It's only a year old. The new Stottendam. So I even have a video of that gorgeous ship on my website. So please join us. Do yourself a favor and invest in yourself and invest in not just a cruise, but a way to grow your soul. This is one of the best ways to be able to do it in such an incredible environment with such incredible, like-minded, powerful people. So hopefully I see you on the cruise, and be sure to that Vincent sent you so that you get special treatment when you call. Vincent sent you. You want to know that. Okay. So let's go to the phone lines right now and get to some of these questions that people have. I want to thank you all for calling. Again, the number is 816-251-3555. Call in and get your question answered today. So now I'm bringing on the air. We have caller Julia. Julia is from Florida. Julia, thank you for calling today. How can I help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. So what is your question for me today, Julia?
Well, I'm kind of quasi-thinking about and planning to make a move. I live in Central Florida over by Disney, and I would love to live over by the beach on the Tampa, you know, Gulf of Mexico side of the state, on the western side, maybe in the Clearwater area. It's a big move for me, and, you know, I'm mid-50s, basically doing this solo, so this would mean relocating and finding employment and just basically starting, you know, a new chapter of my life. So I'm calling to see, you know, if this is like the best and highest good, and, you know, will everything go well and I'll find employment and all that good
stuff. Is it a good idea? Wow. Wow. What a great question. And you really do have specifics with that. But I have to ask you this, Julia. You've come so far in your life, even alone, even when you were with somebody, there were times that you were still alone. And you've come this far, and you've done well, and you've done well for yourself. So what's keeping you from trusting yourself now, Julia?
I think that I get into my mind about, you know, being, I'll be 58, feeling like, you know, starting over, not a lot of experience, not a lot of job history. You know, it's like everything starts, I go into fear.
Yeah. You go into lack of self-belief mode. That's what happens. And you do have a habit of that. And the reason why you have a habit of that is way back in the beginning, I'm actually getting a spirit coming in, a female who's talking about your beginnings, your youth, and the lack of nurturing you into believing in yourself. Is your mom deceased?
My grandmother is. She was basically my mother figure.
Okay, she was your mother figure. All right, because I'm definitely getting mother here, mother figure, and saying not nurtured enough by your. So that would have been your biological mother. So you're saying your grandmother to the raising and nurturing rather than your biological mother?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. that would absolutely cause a lack of self-belief in any child. All right. We children are egocentric when we come into the world. We blame ourselves for everything. If you've heard me talk before, you know, I've said that a million and one times. And so the way we're treated, the attention we receive or don't receive, is what we translate into being loved or lovable, right? And so when you don't receive the proper attention, then the only thing you can answer for yourself is why is, well, it's because I'm not lovable. Well, that leaves you with a lack of self-belief, and that lack of self-belief, unless completely worked on once you become an adult, actually winds up influencing your entire life. Now, you've done some of that self-work without even knowing it. It may not have been so formal, but indirectly, when we start at least to pursue our lives and trying to pursue a family and things like that, those are steps that we are taking for ourselves, but they're not necessarily strong steps because they lack sustenance. They lack a foundation. And so now you are in a great part of your life, by the way, okay? When you pour, our lives go in thirds, Julia. The first 28 years of our lives, we're floundering all over the place, just getting a taste of life and seeing what it is. From 29 to about 59 years old, we're finding out what we like and what we don't like by the way we try things. Well, guess what? From 59 on up, those are the best years because we get to use our wisdom. You just turned around and said your lack of work experience. Oh my God, but you have life experience, which can be so much more valuable. Work experience, even when you're going out for a job. If you were to approach the place that you want to work. Oh, by the way, this just came in really quick as far as, are you a crafty person or enjoy crafts at all?
Yeah, I do enjoy crafts.
Yeah, that's really interesting because they're saying you'd be wonderful in a shop like a Michael, well, over here in North Carolina, Michael's, or some type of a craft store where you're even people and educating them on how to put together some type of, I don't know, maybe a wreath for the holiday or a centerpiece on the table. I see you doing these classes, people watching you and buying the material and you teaching the stuff. So keep that in the back of your mind as something that you can go right into, because there's a personality with you that would be wonderful in working with people along those lines. Okay. But the move, absolutely. You've got so much experience behind you. And yes, the beach, the area is fabulous. And by the way, we have an absolutely incredible Unity over there. Excuse me one second. Clear my throat. First Unity campus. Oh my God, with Reverend Temple Hayes, you would have an experience beyond belief over there. And constantly be reinforced, and I can see you even getting involved with them, in helping them out and working with them. Reverend Kimberly over there does incredible meditation retreats and classes, and Michelle Pascal is over there right now, and he's an amazing man that just finished making a movie with Deepak Chopra and Temple and First Unity. So you go very positive area, and you can consider also, besides St. Pete's, think of that by the beach over there, Sarasota area as well. Sarasota is also very cultural. It's not that far away from St. Petersburg, but that whole area over there, give it a check out for sure. And do it with absolute Grandma's saying, go for it. Give me a break. You've got guts. You've got courage. You've come this far by yourself without anyone really providing you a support system and a support network. Was there also a partner, a spouse who has passed over, died?
My stepfather passed over, but I do have an ex-spouse.
You have an ex-spouse, but the ex-spouse still alive or is he deceased?
As far as I know, he's still alive.
Okay, interesting. I'm getting messages actually about his soul communicating with or wanting to communicate or get you a message. His soul now, not his human mind, but his soul. And the message that I'm getting from your grandmother, as well as from this ex-partner, is open your heart again to love so that you're not doing everything alone anymore. Can you do that, Julie?
Yes, I absolutely do want love in my life again. Definitely.
Yeah, of course you do. But this time, it's going to be more of an unconditional love and one that you deserve. You have to start feeling your worthiness in order to attract that part. Like attracts like, okay? And if you don't believe you're lovable deep down, you will attract a relationship that again could end or be sabotaged in some way, as the first one did. Actually, I'm guessing that there was more than one relationship that ended. Is that true?
Yeah, I had two that were
okay.
You know,
yeah.
The high school sweetheart who you think is the love of your life, you know, 17.
Oh,
you're so in love.
Of course.
Well, yeah,
and that definitely could be, you know, or that's a natural ending because we do grow.
Yeah.
But a lot of those, I had my 17, I was 17 years old when I found a girlfriend, and here's an interesting thing. I'm married to her today, and we've been together for over 46 years.
Wow.
So you can even attract the right love of your life when you're young. So there's too many people turn around and say, well, we were young, and so we were immature. Yeah, that can be part of the reason, but it's mostly, again, the feelings you have about yourself that does all the attracting, okay? It doesn't happen by accident when you're young. So now is the time to spend loving yourself, honoring yourself, knowing that you're worthy, get your head into some spiritual material so that you can expand your belief systems. I know you're on a good path now, and you've got to also. You're never alone. You are never alone. You've got your angels and guides around you, and that is not a religious thing. That's a factual thing. There's been a lot of information coming out about that recently. The other side trying to help us. So tap into that and open up. And the only way that you can do that is through your belief systems, Julia. You're going to make great. It's going to be fine. You're going to get a job right away as soon as you want one. Stop thinking that you're too old. You have the perfect. Who would not want to hire somebody who's more mature versus a 20-year-old kid filled with a lot of problems? Right? You know, so you've got to look at yourself as being a greater commodity. Okay? So go for it. Look, take your time in looking at the area right now. Pick the right spot. Like I said, go take a trip up there and go to the First Unity campus on some Sunday. It'll blow your mind away and it'll be inspiring. Temple Hayes, you can even go up to her afterwards and said, Vincent told me to come and say hello to you. Give you a big hug and kiss from me because aww. We're really close and you need that reinforcement. You need to know there is a support network out there for you and that you're not doing anything alone. Okay, Julia?
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much. This was wonderful. I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. I wish you all the best. And I'll be up there not too long. And when you're there, just make sure you come up and say hello. All right?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, Julia. You take care now. Thank you. Bye-bye. And keep listening. That's wonderful. Yeah. Why wouldn't we be afraid? You know, why it doesn't come natural to believe in ourselves when we're children. We're supposed to be taught to believe in ourselves. We're supposed to be taught that we're these wonderful beings that can accomplish anything. And unfortunately, that message is coming across to most children and therefore most adults walking around with that understanding. We have to ingrain it within us. So there are the callers. Please, we've got, before a commercial comes up, we still have some time. So please call at 816-251-3555. And we'll get more on the line here. But in the interim, one of the things that I did want to talk about, which is really interesting, that's come up in the world. Now, you don't hear a lot of it on Unity Online Radio, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Okay, and I'm talking about the negative energy that can be out in the world, not just negative people. I'm talking about negative energy, be it the energy that is left behind. We are energy beings having a physical experience, right? And so just realize that this physical world, everything that is physical, we imprint energy on, and we can actually leave and will leave energy behind. It's why you can maybe purchase a home, right? A used home. Somebody's lived in it before, and you can walk in it and go, "Ooh, this has such a nice, warm feeling to it." And the chances are, it's because the people who lived there before were loving and joyous, and you might hear from the real estate. Oh, yes, there was such a wonderful family here before, and they always had fun and parties, and that's what we heard about them, and really nice couple. Or the reverse, you walk into a home, and you're feeling really negative about it. Ugh, I get creepy feelings here. And something disastrous could have happened in that home, a death, in a tragic way, not in a natural way, not just an illness, fighting between couples, a divorce and a really bad divorce, or children having problems and drug issues. And that energy will get left and ingrained in the wood, in the material of the home, because again, we have dominion over everything that's physical and everything that's on this planet because of our higher vibrational energy. And just understand something, even if you're a negative person, okay, yes, level that our beingness, when we were created by source, by spirit, by God, that created a higher level of an energetic being, okay, compared to a lower level of energy like a bug or a tree or a cat or a dog, okay? So think that way. But within that energy level, as a being, you can be higher or lower vibration, okay? If you're a negative person, you're going to have a lower vibrational frequency. If you're a positive, loving person, you're going to have a higher vibrational frequency. But still, all in all, a stronger vibrational energy than anything on this planet. Even at your lowest form as a being, you will have a more power over everything, shall we say, that's on this planet. So even a negative person can cause destruction here and embedding negative energy, leaving their negative energy behind. So one, that's one of the things that I'm talking about is the negative energy that's been left behind in this planet. We'll talk about that and take more calls. We're at a commercial time period right now. And this is Stopping Yourself Show. I am doing psychic answers and mediumship connections for callers. So call in and I will see you on the other side of the commercial. And we're going to talk more about how to clear up this negative energy that may be affecting you. I didn't touch on that part yet. So I'll see you back just a little bit. Hang in there and call in with any questions that you have. And I'm your host, Vincent Jenna, and this is the Stop Stopping Yourself Show on Unity Online Radio.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
Welcome back. Yes, we are talking about, first of all, call in, and we're doing readings here for anybody who is listening and has a question, any kind of a question or wants to make a connection, you can call in. But we're also talking about negative energy. And recently, this is really interesting. I've been getting a lot of phone calls because of this. So we just spoke about the negative energy that can be imprinted on the planet because of somebody who led a negative life of some kind. And when you cross over, you will leave remnants of yourself. I mean, understand this. We're always talking about wanting to impact the planet, wanting to leave something behind. Well, you have to understand that every single one of you is going to leave something behind, be it positive or be it negative. You are ever truly forgotten. You may think so. I don't care if you come from the most modest of homes and feel that you've accomplished absolutely nothing in your life. Your energy at least will be left behind by another person to feel or experience. So we always have to consider that. And the other part that I do want to bring up. Oh, and talk. To elaborate a little bit more on that negative energy, consider all of how even just America was formed and how so many of the other countries were formed. They were formed from battles and wars. You know, some people taking over the land. They're still fighting over that. What do you think Israel and Palestine is still fighting over is the ownership of land, right? And so can you imagine the amount of of battles and death and killing that had gone on just for us to exist right now, here and now on the planet. And all it begats other fighting, you know. Any of the new fighting that is going on is not new. It's all old, and it's being exacerbated and actually even incited by previous fighting and the previous negativity that has been in this planet. Right now, wherever you're shooting can be on top of where somebody died, was killed, an American Indian or natives in any of the countries, okay? So, we want to stay positive and think of life as all this positive stuff, but you need to take in for a moment the understanding of how we advanced in life. It wasn't all through positive transformation. Yes, things can come from negative experiences, but don't forget negative experiences that have been here. And why that's so important is because all of that can have an effect on us individually if you are not paying attention to your life. Okay? So also, besides negative energy, now, there are theories from other mediums and from other spiritual leaders and representatives and philosophies that want to believe that once we die, automatically transition into this glorious place that's filled with and light and joy, and everybody's having parties up there, and you can eat all you want and not gain a pound, and that's the image that they want to give. Well, yeah, of course, there's love there because that's all that exists. There's spirit, there's source, there's our angels, there's advanced ascended masters over there, so everybody's supporting each other, but there's work to be done. There's still a little stress that goes on in understanding what you've left behind and what you have to clear up. So, yeah. It's better, it's easier, but remember the kingdom of heaven is within us. It's not a place, it's not a location, it's within us. So we have the kingdom of heaven around. And so that means that we can have heaven here and we can have heaven there, or we can have hell here or we can have hell there if we create it for ourselves. So understand that, all right? Now, it is not automatic. If you are an extremely negative person, if you are so tied to this earthly plane and to possessions and money and hurting other people, there isn't a guarantee that you're going to go through that light at the time of your death. And those who have not crossed over into those heavenly dimensions, and they're stuck without a body in the earthly dimensions. We're in dimension 3 right now. The other earthly dimensions are 4, 5, 6, and 7. I don't know the exact number that gets you into the heavenly dimensions, but it's not the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th dimension. That is closely tied to the earth. And so once lose our physical bodies and we're still energies, we have to go somewhere. And if we go through the light and we're not fearful, there will always be guidance to get us through the light. A matter of fact, before you actually die, the soul leaves the body before the actual physical death of the body. I've been a hospice social worker and dealt with over 500 patients and seen numerous times the soul leaving the body, and people saying, oh, that's just a shell. That's not my father. That's not my mother laying there anymore. And that's because the soul has stepped away. Now, the majority, okay? I will say 99.9% of the souls go through the light, go through that express train, get to the other side, get to the heavenly dimensions. However, there are those few that will not go through the light, and therefore they're here, okay? And they're not very happy, and they are very negative, and they're roaming the earth. All right. So not only do you have some of the negativity that was left behind by negative people, these spirits that are around aren't too happy because chances are they've been here for a long time. It's why every single religion has a pray for purgatory, pray for limbo, pray for the lost souls, all of that, okay? It's because of that energy that's around. Now, why am I talking about this? Yeah, we can completely ignore it and think that if you remain spiritual and just go to a spiritual church and read spiritual books, none of this stuff is going to hurt you or affect you in any way. Well, to a certain extent, that is true. However, you need to examine, are you really capable of being 100% positive 100% of the time? No. You will slip into your own negativity. You will have an argument with somebody. You will feel ill. If not, every single one of you that are listening right now and the rest of the world would be manifesting everything they want. So obviously, there is some negativity that goes on in your life. If it's keeping you from manifesting everything that you're capable of manifesting, then you need to acknowledge that it exists in your life, and at times you can be negative. So the moment you're off of light path, the moment you are in that negative realm, the moment you are feeling ill, that sends a certain type of energy into the world. And that energy is read and felt by anything else that's around. So it's why you can be at a party and somebody, and maybe you got a smile on your face, but somebody comes up to you who's really close to you and knows you real well and turns around and says, I don't know, are you doing okay? I'm just getting a strange vibe that something's going on with you. And that happens. Time. We hear that story all the time. If you have any sensitivity or compassion, you're going to be the type of person that can pick that up from somebody else, right? Because it's an energy. Well, not only can a human, living human, feel that, but a deceased spirit feel that, okay? And so it draws in, actually, misery enjoys company. So when you are in a negative way, you can actually attract in the negative, which is why it's important to stay on top of things. Just the same as you can have a person you know start talking with you and feed into your negativity. Like, say you've had an argument with somebody, a lover or a person at work, an employee, your boss, I don't care, somebody, and then you start sharing that story with somebody else. Sitting there going along with you, yeah, man, oh my God, why he's so stupid. I can't believe he did that. Oh, if I knew, I would just dump him. Oh, I would quit my job and go someplace else, or yada, 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 yada. All stuff that goes along, that's also the water cooler effect. It's gossiping. Why gossiping is so bad is because you wind up getting fueled, okay? Well, same as the living can do that, the deceased can do that. So the minute you're feeling bad, and if you happen to attract any of this negative energy, they can feed into you and start whispering in your ear and your mind, you know, yeah, you should be pissed, you should be mad, you should be this, right? And so you need to always know how to turn your negative back into a positive so it doesn't get exacerbated, so it doesn't get affected by any of the surrounding negative. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that people aren't paying attention to this, and it is definitely feeding into the negativity that's going on right now in the world. Every is one shooting, okay? It is feeding the negativity into the earth, and absolutely can start another shooting someplace else, okay? If anybody is familiar with plate tectonics out there, geography, and learn about the earth, when you have an earthquake on one side of the world, the plates are shifting, which can then eventually affect another piece of land on the other side of the world, be it through a tsunami or another earthquake, something along those lines, even a volcano erupting, right? So that's the science that we learned back in school. Well, guess what? You have a negative action anywhere in the world, some shooting, some explosion. Yeah, we're sitting over here, right? Turn off the TV. We talked about that last week, okay? The nonsense, turn off the TV, okay? And this is another reason to keep the TV on. So you hear that there was another suicide bombing at another part of the world, because that has nothing to do with us. Anything that's going on in Iran right now has nothing to do with us, right? Or anything that's going on in Israel, oh my gosh, we can pray for them, send out positive vibrations, but we're okay here, right? And just close that off, turn the TV off, don't listen to it, so it won't. Well, wrong. I'm sorry, but there is refuge that happens from that, and it's energy. And that energy will hover around the planet. It affects us. It affects the environment. Okay, we've got another hurricane forming right out in the Atlantic Ocean right now. As I'm talking, there have been other devastations and storms going on. So if it's affecting the planet, you've got to know. Way or another, it can affect you. It's why it's so important, more now than ever before on this planet, to walk in light. And I know how easy it is to get angry. I am doing the show, I'm the host of this show, and I can tell you right now that I have gotten angry with a person on the phone when I'm trying to take care of a problem that they overcharged me with, and now I've got to deal with people who are unhappy being customer service reps to start with, and so they're not going to be smiling when they answer my call, and I've got to complain about being charged. And yes, I admit I can get upset with that, and I've got to catch myself, and I've got to stop myself, because I'm feeding into that negative pool. You've got to be aware of your lives 24/7, not just as a form of protection. People were asking me that yesterday. I was on the phone for hours. People that have been at, they actually want, they've called me up and want to fly me to where they live to clear out the evil spirits that are in their homes, because it's affecting their children, it's affecting the husband, it's affecting the wife. And here's the funny thing about that, people. Once it affects the husband, the man in the house, then the wife is allowed to call the psychic in. But before that, the psychic, the wife is hysterical, and the children are just children being influenced by the wife. And that's the story until the husband's affected. Then all of a sudden, hey, do you know somebody who can take care of this? This is real, you know? Before that, it makes sense, right? We got to fix that too. So I've been called to three different places in the country, all experiencing the same type of thing. And the reason why that is happening is because of the nonsense that's going on. The earth is being rattled right now. And all of the elements are coming to the surface. For the past couple of years, that's what's been happening. More suicides, more deaths and murders and illnesses. It's crazy. But here's the important thing and why I bring it up. You know, who wants to listen to Vincent and his show? He's going to talk about all the negative stuff out there. No, I'm not. Guess what? Whether I talk about it or not, it's still there. You can sweep it under the carpet as much as you want and put the carpet on top of it, but eventually you won't have any room for furniture, because you'll have one big carpet that's mounted to the ceiling with shit underneath it. I don't know if that's going to get out, but it shouldn't. In any case, we're adults. And we're supposed to start feeling like adults. And we're supposed to be able to look the negative in the face. And then we're supposed to be able to do something about it. Not once did Jesus walk around saying there was no negativity. He looked and he saw the lepers. He looked and he saw how the Romans were killing everybody. He looked and he saw how people were treating each other. And he it all out, and he pointed it out. Every spiritual leader pointed out the negative. You have to point out the negative and stop walking around as if it's not existent, because that's how it creeps up on you. That's how it's taking you over. And then one day you're wondering, why am I talking about divorce with my husband, this man or this woman that I've loved so much, all of a sudden? Because you didn't take of the negative that was brewing. Why am I all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I just get a cold, but I get so sick now. What am I not dealing with that turned something so common and so simple into something so devastating and so life-threatening for me? And why? in such financial strain. And okay, so I make money this week, and then all of a sudden my car falls. Now I have no money to buy a car or pay to fix my car. What is going on? Why is this all happening? Because we have to stop and stop looking at life and laughing at it and being humorous just about it. Yes, there is time to laugh. There is a time for sorrow. There's a time for happiness. There's a time for laughter. There's a time for seriousness, okay? Go listen to the birds. And that beautiful song, it was taken from the verse in the Bible, okay? Go to it again and pay attention to the fact that it's okay to recognize the negative and then to say, I'm going to do something about this. And what are you doing positively in your life? What are you doing besides just going to work and getting your paycheck and coming home and making dinner for the kids and putting clothes on everybody's back? What are you doing spiritually? What are you doing besides listening to these radio shows? Listening, by the way, isn't enough. There are plenty of good words out there. Reading books isn't enough. Going to spiritual centers and are you going to come on that cruise with me? That's not enough. Come on that cruise with me. I want you to absorb the experience. I want you to assimilate the experience. I want you to transform your life, your thinking, your attitude, your beliefs. Do something. Do something more than recognize that you're not where you want to be. Do something to recognize that maybe some of the negative experiences you're having are being influenced by the outside negativity. Okay, hey, if you can, they put up warnings on the air quality, especially in certain countries, even over here, over in California. Oh my gosh, we used to get a warning all the time as to the quality of that day, right? Oh, there's too much smog in the air. And literally, there'd be a warning, don't go outside and breathe if you don't have to. Literally, I'm like, oh, that's great. Don't go outside and breathe. We all walk with gas masks so that we could, you know, filter that out. And so if there is the breath, if all of that you have to worry about, then you also have to pay attention to the negative energy. Okay? And I'm telling you that do this. This isn't a matter of, oh, you're weak. It's gonna overcome you. And goodbye, everybody. We'll see you all on the other side. This is about you can take control of your life and create an incredible life in the midst of all this negativity as long as you put the work in. All right, I've got a caller. I'm going to go on the air right now. We've got Melinda. Melinda, thank you so much for joining us. All right, is Melinda there to talk? Melinda. Oh, okay. Nope. Melinda is listening right now, so I don't have a caller. But in any case, all right. So, take all the positive steps in life. There are so many different things, and what do we need to do to shield us from all of this? To shield us from all of this, you need to go inside and work on your own negativity. Okay. When you notice the outside negativity, to the extent that you're involved in, so in other words, if you are attracting, if you've got these friends around you that are nothing but negative, if you've got, if work is just giving you nothing but stress and negativity, okay, you have to ask yourself, what's within me that keeps attracting this? You use your outer world. Even if you are experiencing spirits and some negative energy wherever you're, you still have to feed into that for it to come out. My home was built on an Indian burial ground and a slave cemetery. Lot of negativity over here, that's for sure. And at first, I was able to see and sense that there was stuff here, but the I recognized that and I allowed my light to shine. It immediately went away. And so there didn't bother me or anything in my house. Now people walk into my house and feel warmth and love when they come here. So what are you doing to heal your own and recognize some of the negative stuff within you? And I'm talking about self feelings. Remember, anything that you have that's negative towards the outer world, like anger towards a boss, anger towards a group of people, a minority, or anything that you hear today, you know, be it immigrants, be it our government, any anger that you have towards that has to be reflective of something that you're feeling about yourself. We don't have external feelings until we have internal feelings. So explaining that, what I mean by that is you actually have an anger towards yourself before you'll have an anger towards someone else, because that is a defense mechanism that we create. It's a projection. It's easier for me to be upset. It's easier for me to be hurt by somebody else than me hurting myself. But it always starts with self. Okay, so you can your world and see what's around you and go within and bring to the surface any of those negative feelings from the past, the hurts from the past, the little child inside of you, how much support or how lack of support, the lack of support that you received, how much love did you receive, what was the lack of love that you received. All of things create scars and hurts and injuries. And you want to bring them, you never want to ignore them, you want to bring them to the surface in order to reparent and retrain yourself into believing something else. There are so many people that I know, even today, that are still hurt by experiences that happened years and years and years and years ago. I mean, I shared all my experiences, including all my sexual abuse and my abuse by my parents, my abuse by the peers in school, and things like that. And none of that is continuing to hurt me. Now, did it scar me? Absolutely. So I pay attention to little Vinny every time he wants to pop his head up and say, I'm not good enough. That's a habit. That's a habit from the hurt that he experienced. And I can't allow him to continue talking that way, because we manifest from our inner core beliefs. So if I let little Vinny continue to speak, he's going to influence my manifesting. And he has in so many different ways. I've looked it back at my life and I've seen some things that I wish I had differently, but little Vinny, I had let little Vinny take over and he got in my way. Well, I don't let little Vinny take over anymore. So you need in there, you need to bring it to the surface. Listen to some of my other shows here on how to take care of yourself that way. Protect yourself spiritually by entering more love and light in your heart and world and for each other, and mostly for yourself. That will automatically push out all the dark in your home, in your world, in your life. So let that happen. And thank you all for listening. Down to the last minute or so. Again, join me next week while I bring you all on a journey to actually speak with God. I cannot tell you the profound messages that other people who have taken my classes and who have listened to my meditation series, Seven Journeys for Your Soul. That's going to be next week, and we'll have more great shows to help you create the life you want and to stop stopping yourself. So I'm your host, Vincent Jenna. I'm here every single week at noon Eastern Time, and I'm going to help you to learn to stop stopping yourself and become unstoppable, because you deserve it. So stay tuned for Dr. Dream, Kelly Walden Sullivan on her show, and then Temple Hayes is after her. Thank you for joining us here at Unity Online Radio. Go to our website, VincentJenna.com, and join me in that cruise and so many other wonderful people, and live a high vibrational love. Love to everyone out there. Take care, people. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Are you ready to ignite your best life and illuminate the world? I'm Stephanie James. I'm a motivational speaker, transformation coach, and psychotherapist. And what lights me up is helping people just like you create the greatest versions of themselves. On my podcast, Igniting the Spark, I will help you ignite your joy and reach new heights in your personal and professional life. Join me for some incredible conversations with authors, spiritual teachers, and other influential thought leaders to help guide you on your way. If you are ready to stop playing small, join me for Igniting the Spark on the mindbodyspirit.fm network or wherever you get your podcasts, and ignite your best life.